God, eh?
How you doing?
Hey, everything you doing, man?
It's nighttime in the big city. A man buys a pack of gum, steals a nail clipper. Two pairs of sneakers are strung over a phone line. It's Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan.
Welcome to Theme Time Radio Hour. It's the month of June, and that means church bells are ringing all over this great land of ours. Love is the flower, marriage is the fruit, and so we're going to celebrate that greatest of institutions, holy matrimony, on Theme Time Radio Hour. So strap yourself in and get me to the church on time. Fred Rich and his orchestra, and wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Fred Rich was a band leader who led a band from the 20s to the 50s. Among people who had passed through his band were the Dorsey Brothers, Joe Venuti, Bunny Berrigan, and Benny Goodman, all live wires and loaded. All the boys were singing love songs. Jack and Jim, they didn't seem the same, and the wedding bells broke up that old gang of mine. Here's Fred Rich and his orchestra. Put the heat on and the needle's in. Rich and his orchestra. In 1945, Rich suffered a bad fall and suffered from partial paralysis. But despite this, He continued to lead a studio band into the 50s. He died on September 8, 1956. But long before that, Wedding Bells broke up that old gang of mine. June is the most popular month to get married, and the average number of guests that are invited to a wedding is 178. I don't think I know 178 people. But if you're getting married soon, give a listen to Prince Lala. He's sending out invitations to all his friends and relations. Prince Lala's real name was Lawrence Nelson. He died at age 27. It was officially called a fatal drug overdose, but some of his friends didn't believe it. One of his friends recorded a song, "Who Shot the Lala?"
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a toast to the lovely young bride-to-be. May the flower of her sweet innocence burst into blossom and bring joy to this fine young man. I give you that sterling example of red-blooded American manhood, Abner Yoakum.
Darlene Love sang at a wedding for her friend Dolores Ferguson. The bridesmaids had a singing group called the Blossoms. They were looking for someone to replace a pregnant member. When they heard Darlene sing at the wedding, they signed her right up. Darlene later had a big hit with a number of Phil Spector recordings, including Zippity Doodah, It's Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, and this one where today she meets the boy she's going to marry. He's all that she wanted all her life and even more. He smiled at her and the music started playing, and here comes the bride when he walked through the door. Here's Darlene Love with Phil Spector's Wall of Sound on Theme Time Radio Hour.
Here comes the bride when he walked through the door.
Darlene Love. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. While we're on the subject of marriage, here's what Minnie Pearl had to say about it. Getting married's a lot like getting into a tub of hot water. After you get used to it, it ain't so hot. Rodney Dangerfield had this to say. My wife and I were happy for 20 years. Then we met. Here's Ry Cooder with What the Good Book Says. Chapter 22. Don't let that woman make a fool out of you. Chapter 23. She'll two-time you like she double-crossed me. Mad man's a fool. Ry Cooder.
Had a friend, Louis Brown. He was a deacon. Just as wise as he could be. Now you realize he could read the good book back from Revelation down to Genesis. You know, last Sunday morning, he was over to the church. My buddy wants to take a Mustang. And he looks out upon the whole congregation. The good book in his hand. Now he cast his eye about. Then he looks over in the Amen corner. All the sisters come at the shout.
What'd he say?
He said a married man's a fool. Think that his wife loves nobody else but the own. She's shaken by you all of your life. The chances is mighty slim. Now you read the good book, chapter 21. Every married woman got to have a little fun. Read on over. Chapter 22. It's a sin to let that woman make a fool out of you. Now you read a little further. Chapter 23. She'll two-time you, brother, like she double-crossed me. Read on back. Over chapter 10. Shimmy one time. She got the Bible again. Cause
the man never fool. But think that his wife love nobody else but him. I mean, love nobody else but him.
Married women's law is hard to engage. Read kind of careful, chapter 26. Tobacco slamming, you got to learn to get it fixed. Read on out, chapter 28. Who's that backsliding out through your back gate? I believe I close in chapter 29.
The woman get tired of the same man all the time.
Man, man's a fool, think that his wife love nobody else but him. I mean, love nobody else but him.
Ry Cooder doing a blind Willie McTell song, Married Man's a Fool. Willie recorded for a lot of different labels under a lot of different names. He was Blind Willie on Vocalion, Georgia Bill for OK, Red Hot Willie Glaze for Bluebird, Blind Sammy for Columbia, Barrel House Sammy for Atlantic, and Pig and Whistle Red for Regal Records. He got that name from a popular barbecue restaurant where he played for tips. I wonder if Ry Cooder ever played for tips.
Well, I suppose that congratulations are in order.
Well, thank you, Miles. You know, the urge to wedlock and form a lasting monogamous bond sanctified by ritual, it's pretty near universal. Even you indigenous Americans, I believe it was your Cree, used to slip off in the wigawaka.
I'm here because I wish to execute a prenuptial agreement.
Wedlock is a bad luck.
Laura Lee, Whitlock in the Padlock. She got her start singing with the Meditation Singers, joined Chess Records in 1966, and sang Uptight Good Man. Then she left to join Hot Wax Records, a company that was owned by Holland Dozier Holland, and sang a number of songs, including Woman's Love Rights, Rip Off, and If You Can Beat Me Rockin', You Can Have My Chair. Laura's locked up in a world of misery. She's married to a new good man. Wedlock is a padlock, like a ball and chain. Laura Lee, on Same Time Radio Hour. All marriages are happy. It's living together afterwards that's rough. My friend was happily married for 10 years. Too bad he was married for 30. Married men don't live longer. It just seems longer. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Dave Edmonds and Rock Pile from the album Get It, a funky, fusty, noisome, putrid, rank and reeking, reeky sound. Stenchful and stinking. Bad and foul, nauseating and decomposed. Fuggy and rotten. And I mean all that in a nice way. Here it is.
Well, I looked at a picture in the cam that her mama wore when she was married to Sal nearly 27 years before. She had to change the style a little, but it was just fine. They stayed up all night, but they got it finished just in time. And she catches my eye and she gives me a secret smile. Maybe it's too old-fashioned, but we once were a close friend. Oh, but the way that she looks today, she never could have been. Well, I can see her now in the tight blue jeans, pumping all her money in a record machine, spinning like a top. You should have seen it go. Oh, I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Now we're proud that he only wanna give his little girl a bath, and so he put down a grand on a cozy little love's neck. You could have called the reception and enjoyed a quiet success. He had a flash hotel for 150 guests. Take a look at the bridegroom smiling, pleased to pie, taking hands all round with a glassy look in his eye. He got a real good job and shirt and ties nice. But I remember a time when she would never even look at him twice. But I can see her now drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. She used to do the pony, she used to do the stroll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Well, I can see her now with her headphones on, jumping up and down to her favorite song. I still remember when she used to want to make a lot of noise, hopping and bopping with the street corner boys. She used to love to party, I love to go, go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Hey!
I knew the bride. A song written by Nick Lowe, who for a while there was Johnny Cash's son-in-law. The song is also an update of the song Never Can Tell by Chuck Berry. I knew the bride. I knew her when she was married to Sam, when she used to rock and roll. Dave Edmonds.
Oh, God, and the wedding. All her family and her friends, and their families and their friends, and only a handful of mine, all scroungy and bearded. just waiting to get at the food. And the priest asking me, do you take this woman for your lawful wedded wife? And I, trembling what to say, pie glue. And then I kiss the bride, and all those corny men coming up, slapping me on the back, saying, she's all yours, boy, every little bit of her.
If anyone here who knows why these two people should not be joined together, let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
Wait! Wait! Stop the wedding. You're just marrying her for spite. If she knew the inside story, she'd tell you what you're doing just ain't right. I know you don't wanna hurt me, so stop this madness before it starts. Revenge will only cause you regret. So don't do it, don't do it. Don't break too hard, 'cause you belong to me, oh darling, and I belong to you. And deep down inside me now, I know you feel that way.
Wedding, he's marrying her out of spite. Stop this madness before it starts. Don't break two hearts. That was Etta James with Stop the Wedding. All right, here's the answer record. Guess what it's called? That's right, Don't Stop the Wedding. And it's performed by Ann Cole. It was on the Roulette record label from 1962. Don't stop the wedding. Let us be happy too. You just can't face the facts, baby. That he's happy here without you. He made his choice, now beat it. Ann Cole, Don't Stop the Wedding.
I've heard your plea to stop the wedding. And in all due respect, let us hear from the bride.
Don't stop the wedding. Let us be happy too. You just can't face the facts, baby. Pride.
didn't want him.
She recorded a song for the Baton record label that Muddy Waters later took and made into his signature song. She recorded the original version of Got My Mojo Working. Here's Roy Brown, a tornado of a singer who can rise to great heights, but with a diameter of only a few hundred yards or less. He wrote and recorded the original version of Good Rockin' Tonight. Roy successfully sued King Records in 1952 for unpaid royalties. Go get 'em, Roy. She married Simple Joe. Couldn't read or write, but he was the richest man in town. Roy Brown, one of the great jump blues singers. Fanny Brown got married. You know who else married rich guys? Zsa Zsa Gabor. Zsa Zsa was married 9 times. She's been married so many times, she's got rice marks on her face. Zsa Zsa always said that marriage was like a violin. When the music was over, you still had the strings. One of her marriages lasted one day. That one was to Philippe Alba. She was married to Conrad Hilton, the founder of the Hilton Hotel chain. Zsa Zsa Gabor, one of the mechanisms of evolution. Time for another email. This one's from George Clooney. George writes, "Hey, my auntie used to sing. How about playing a record by her? George, I love your aunt. Here's Rosemary Clooney. She's getting married in the morning. Gonna kick up her rumpus, but don't lose that compass. Roll up the floor. She gonna be dancing. Do little drug me or jail me. Stamp me and mail me. Spruced up and she's looking in her prime. Rosemary Clooney. Get me to the church on time.
Getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper. But get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Boys, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me. Get me to the church on time. And if I'm dancing, roll up the floor. And if I'm whistling, me out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up the rumpus, but don't lose the compass. And get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time.
Mae West says that marriage is possible because it combines the maximum of temptation with the maximum of opportunity. She also said that marriage is an institution, but who wants to live in an institution? Mike Birbiglia is a very funny stand-up comic. He talked to me about marriage.
I decided in my life I don't want to get married until I'm sure that nothing else good can happen in my life. You know, I think of marriage as kind of like school. Like, when you're a kid, like, all you want to do is go to school. And then you go to school, and the first week, you're just like, how much longer do I have to go to school? And they're like, 17 more years. And with marriage, you're like, how much longer do I have to be married? And they're like, depends on how much you want to mess up your kids.
Oh, I'm a married man, yeah. Oh, I play all day. You wild and reckless women, you better leave me alone. You wild and reckless women, you better leave me alone. I'm a married man, I got kids at home. So leave me alone,
leave him alone,
leave me alone,
leave him alone. He's a married man, he's got kids at home.
I see you looking at me in my shiny car. You think that I'm a rich man with a big cigar, but I'm a married man, I got kids at home. So leave me alone,
leave him alone,
leave me alone,
leave him alone. He's a married man, he's got kids at home.
Well, Mr. Sitbon, yes, sir.
The tavern, you act so coy and shy. I catch you winking at me like there's something in your eye. But I'm a married man, I got kids at home. So leave me alone,
leave him alone,
leave me alone,
leave him alone. He's a married man, he got kids at home.
Where's Jody? Mr. Bob Bruce and two fiddles. Well, there's that jail, Jenkins. Is he a married man? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like to get acquainted and honky-tonk it through. But babe, I've seen a million no good gals like you. I'm a married man. I got kids at home. So leave me alone.
Leave him alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave him alone. He's a married man. He got kids at home.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Johnny Tyler and his Riders of the Rio Grande. Johnny's a married man. He's got kids at home. You wild and reckless women better leave him alone. He's got a shiny car, but no cigar. Johnny Tyler on the chopping block. I'm a married man.
What are you talking about, Glenn?
What am I talking about?
I'm talking about wife swapping. I'm talking about what they call nowadays open marriage. I'm talking about...
Keep your goddamn hands off my wife.
Leave Married Women Alone, a poison pen of a song by Jimmy Cavallo. Jimmy was born in Syracuse, New York, in 1927. He recorded this song in 1951. Jimmy's gonna tell you what happened on Bourbon Street. Next time that chick says, let's go get something to eat, you'll turn around, man alive, you'll be staring down the barrel of a 45. Here it is, consequential, meaningful, weighty. Basic, essential, and fundamental. Leave married women alone. Jimmy Cavallo.
You better leave married women alone. You better leave married women alone. Well, you gotta leave them cold if you want to save your soul. Well, I was out with a chick last Monday night. Went in, walked the husband and wanted to fight. There were two licks fast and that was all. He hit me and I hit the wall. You better leave married women alone. Well, I was standing on the corner of Bourbon Street when a chick walked up and said, let's get something to eat. I turned around, man alive, I was staring down the barrel of a 45. You better leave married women alone. Husband, when he is mad, you better leave married women alone. Well, you better leave married women alone. You better leave married women alone. Well, you better leave them go if you want to save your soul.
Jimmy Cavallo, leave married women alone. If you want to see Jimmy Cavallo, look in the Alan Freed movie, Rock, 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 where he sings the title song and another song called The Big Beat. Stan Laurel married four women, one of them even twice. King Solomon had 700 wives, 300 concubines, knew each of their names, a real character. How did he have time to remember all them wise things? I can't even remember where I parked my car. Here's Big Joe Turner, one of the great blues shouters. Started off in Kansas City, just like Irving Berlin started off on the Bowery. Irving was a singing waiter. Joe was a singing bartender. Big Joe Turner, just to make you laugh, though it's not funny to me. I'm in love with a married woman and she's in love with me. That's trouble. Married woman.
Thank you.
Big Joe Turner, Married Woman. He had a huge hit with Shake, Rattle, and Roll, a song of great suggestion, suspicion, taste, touch, trace, trifle, and twang. Here's Old Blue Eyes again. Frank Sinatra, Love and Marriage.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like the horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. No, sir.
Old Blue Eyes, love and marriage, an institute you can't disparage. This I tell you, brother, and they will say it's all elementary. From a television production of Our Town, written by Sammy Kahn and James Von Heusen, became a top five hit in the year 1955, a song greatly admired, adored, esteemed, revered, cherished, prized, and treasured. Here's something you may not know. 800,000 Japanese brides spend approximately $60 billion every year. That's a lot of money. Charlie Poole and his North Carolina Ramblers. The man who wrote Home Sweet Home never was a married man. Charlie Poole was born in Randolph County, North Carolina. He earned most of his money working in textile mills. He may have adopted his three-finger banjo-playing style because of a baseball accident involving his thumb. This song says it all. The man's got a wife who seems to be despised and disdained, scorned, and detested and even hated. However, not on our show. The man who wrote Home Sweet Home never was a married man. Let me tell you a thing or two.
Kids wake up and cry, get up and cook some bread. Let me tell you a thing or two that a woman like that will never do. And the man that wrote the Home Sweet Home, he never was a married man. He never had no loving wife to beat him with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that wrote the Home Sweet Home, he never was a married man. By the wife piled up in the bed, lying there sound asleep. Get the man that he pulled his hair, swear to declare that he won't stay there. And the man that drove to home, sweet home, he never was a married man. He never had no loving wife to greet him with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that drove home, sweet home, he never was a married man. At night tired and he goes to bed. The baby lying there in the cradle seems like we'll wake the dead. He'll sit and rock for about an hour, every hand to every fire. And the man that drove home, sweet home, he never was a married man. He never had no loving wife to greet him with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that drove home, sweet home, he never was a married man. Never had no loving wife to greet him with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that drove home, sweet home, never was a married man.
You never had no loving wife to greet you with a frying pan. You want to hug her and you want something to eat. She'll meet you at the door when you want to come in. Knock you down with a rolling pin. The man who wrote Home Sweet Home never was a married man. Charlie Poole with Charlie Parker and Mack Woolbright. That's not the same Charlie Parker who's later known as Bird. This is a different person entirely. Charlie Poole was supposed to have appeared in a movie in 1931. Unfortunately, he went on a bender, had a heart attack, and died. So we never got to see him on the silver screen. But we get to hear him here on Theme Time Radio Hour.
I'm here today to get me a wife. I don't aim to go back home empty-handed. Well, you're all pretty and fresh and young. I'll keep you in mind. But I ain't deciding on nothing until I look them all over.
Lloyd Price, where were you on our wedding day? Lloyd's first big record from 1952 was Lordy Miss Claudy, featuring Fats Domino on piano. Lloyd served in the military in Korea, and when he got out, had a number of other big hits, including Personality, and this one, Where Were You on Our Wedding Day? When I said I do, everybody laughed at my in-laws too. Lloyd Price making a stink about something.
Oh,
All right, the big old clock on the Abernathy building is pointing straight up. That means we gotta go. It's time to say goodbye for another week. But there's a 16-wheeler jackknife on the Robertson Freeway, so it's gonna be slow going on the way home. In the meantime, remember this. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out, even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. We'll see you next week on Theme Time Radio Hour. Drive safely and good night.
You've been listening to Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan. Produced by Eddie Gorodetsky. Associate producer, Sonny Webster. Continuity by Eats Martin. Edited by Damian Rodriguez. Supervising editor, Rob McComber. The Theme Time research team, Diane Lapson and Bernie Bernstein. With additional research by Lynn Sheridan, Kimberly Williams, and Robert Bauer. Production assistance by Jim McBean. Special thanks to Randy Azrati, Debbie Sweeney, Coco Shinomiya, and Samson's Diner. For XM Radio, Lee Abrams. Recorded in Studio B, the Abernathy Building. This has been a Graywater Park production in association with Big Red Tree. This is your announcer, Pierre Mancini, speaking. Join us again next week for Theme Time Radio Hour, when the subject is divorce.
If there's anyone here who knows why these two people should not be joined together, speak now, or forever hold your peace.